chips in there, cornflakes, raisins, chocolate biscuits.
Is that what mice do?
You can stay there all night eating yourself silly.
Now that's a thought. Oh, but how am I going to open the fridge to get at the cold chicken and all the leftovers? That's what I do every evening at home.
Your father might get you a special little mouse fridge. One that you can open yourself with your little mouse hands.
He better had to. Did you say a witch did this to me?
That's right.
Which witch?
The one who gave you the chocolate bar yesterday.
Filthy old cow. I'll get her for this. Where is she?
Forget it. You don't have a hope. Your biggest problem at the moment is your parents. How are they going to take it?
What do you mean?
Well, will they treat you with sympathy and kindness?
I think...
Yes?
My father's going to be a bit put out.
And your mother?
She's terrified of mice.
Then you've got a problem.
What about you?
My grandmother will understand me perfectly. She knows all about witches. I suggest we find her and ask her advice. She'll know what to do.
Whatever.
Are you listening?
Of course.
Good. Follow me. When we get out of the corridor, we're going to have to run like mad. Do you understand?
I can't run and eat at the same time.
Stop eating then. That's my sandwich.
Oh, don't throw it away.
Stick close to the wall and follow me. Do not talk and do not let anyone see you. Don't forget that just about anyone who catches sight of you will try to kill you. Are you ready?
I suppose.
Here goes.
We leave the ballroom and I take off like a flash. I streak down the corridor, through the library and the drawing room, and come to the stairs.
Are you with me, Bruno?
Ah, right here.
Grandmother's room is on the fifth floor. It's quite a climb.
Oh, great.
We make it up five flights of stairs without meeting a single person. On the fifth floor, we race along the corridor and stop outside her room.
So how do we get in?
I don't know.
Genius.
It's the chambermaid. She'll drown us in a bucket of water if she catches us.
What shall we do?
Hide.
Hide where?
Anywhere. I'm no good at hiding. My grandmother's shoes. She's left them outside the door to be cleaned. You get in one, I'll get in the other.
What's happening?
Shh. Oh, shoes. I'll take them down now.
The maid's hand is right inside the shoe. One of her fingers brushes against my whiskers.
Help.
Without thinking, I bite. She drops the shoe.
What on earth is going on out here?
Mice! Mice are attacking me!
Bruno, get inside while the door open. Hurry!
What an odd girl.
We're in.
Yes.
Who's talking?
It's me.
Where are you?
Down here.
Grandmother is looking straight at my pointy little face. She knows it is me, and her eyes stretch so wide I can see the whites all around them. She starts to tremble.
Oh, my poor sweet darling. What have they done?
Don't cry, Grandmama. Things could be a lot worse. I'm still alive. So is Bruno.
Oh, come here.
She bends down very slowly and picks me up in one hand and Bruno in the other. She puts us both on the table next to the fruit bowl.
Lastly, unpack us after all that exhaustion. They've changed you just like poor Harald and little Shulve.
I know what I am, Grandmama. But the funny thing is, I don't feel too bad about it.
You don't?
In fact, I'm feeling good.
Oh, my dearest.
I know I'm not a boy anymore, but it'll be all right. As long as I've always got you to look after me.
Of course I will look after you. Who is the other one?
He was a boy called Bruno Jenkins. They got him first.
Oh, I need a cigar. Tell me, when did this happen? Where is the witch now?
Grandmama, it wasn't just one. It was hundreds. They're right here in the hotel.
You don't mean... You mean they're holding the annual meeting right here?
They've held it, Grandmama. It's finished. I heard it all. And all of them. including the Grand High Witch herself, are downstairs now.
No!
They're pretending